Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life from the inside out. I'm your host, Sarah Fletcher, and as a coach and trainer of powerful coaching modalities, I believe that we all have great potential to lead and live a life of compassion, creativity, and courage. I believe that as you learn to appreciate and honor all that you are, you can learn to trust your innate intuitive guidance to unlock possibilities for living the life of your dreams. Every day you get to choose how you want to show up and who you want to become. And in this podcast, I'll be sharing with you wisdom and practical applications from positive psychology, neuroscience, and coaching to help you achieve all that you want in your life and live with more ease, joy, connection, and fulfillment. So if you are ready to truly live a heart-led life and embrace all that you are, then stay with me, tune in. I have so much to share with you. Hello and welcome to episode 8. So in this episode, I'm going to be exploring 4 ways that you can honor your struggles when you're having those days where things are feeling more challenging and your emotional state is perhaps a little off balance. And I want to share with you my experience last week with the lunar eclipse and what happened to my state and my energy and what I did to help myself with that. So you might have noticed that if you're stressed or if you're out of balance or if your mind and body system are not quite where you want them to be, then we often revert back to type. So you might have got lots of strategies in place and you might be you might be doing your mindfulness and your meditation and you might be setting up your morning routine and doing all the things that you should be doing or that you feel that you should be doing to help yourself to create the life that you want. And then you go off balance or something happens that destabilizes you a little bit or maybe even a lot, and you notice that you revert back to type. So this is what happened for me last week with the lunar eclipse. So my energy last week was all over the place. I was very unfocused and couldn't kind of get in the flow in my business, and to be honest, couldn't really get in the flow for much last week. I was distracted and just found it much more challenging to ground myself. And interestingly, I intuitively knew what my mind and body needed. So I was drawn more to the beach last week. I wanted to just go and feel the wind and the sun and just look out to the sea and just breathe. I was also drawn to doing more meditation and also to having all my candles and my lovely smells on, because my mind and body system intuitively knew that my nervous system was unbalanced and needed some help and support to be grounded. However, what I also noticed was that I started to revert back to type in some of my patterns. So one of my patterns, particularly being from a business perspective and when something's important to me, doing that pattern of needing to be more and do more and feeling that I'm not doing enough or not good enough is one of the types for me as well. So I noticed last week that these patterns were creeping back in, and this sends me into even more ungrounded, feeling more unsettled. So I became aware of these thought processes, this inner narrative, this old narrative that reappears now and again, particularly if I'm not feeling as grounded as I would like to be. And last week, I have to say that energy that we were experiencing did certainly throw me off balance. So, and you might notice for you what happens for your stress response. So if you're stressed or if you're not balanced, then what happens in your mind-body system? What are your patterns? What shows up for you when you're like that? So I just want to explore a few things that you could potentially do that might help you, because it's about honouring those struggles. It's about accepting that, you know, some days you'll have, every day we have different emotions, different feelings, you know, different days bring different things. And where you are today will be different to tomorrow and the day after and the day after. So I just want to share with you sort of 4 ways of what you can do to honor those days to help you really to. So for me last week, like I say, I intuitively knew what I needed to do to help myself get more grounded. I had to be more aware, I had to pay more attention and just be more conscious of what was going on inside of my mind-body system and what I needed to do or what I could do to help me to settle that and calm that and bring my nervous system back into balance. And it was interesting because I hadn't even realized actually till towards the end of the week that that was the energy that was happening. I'd read a post on social media of my friend and realised after I read it that, okay, so that was what was happening. But like I say, I intuitively knew that my mind and body needed something to help me be more centred. And I was drawn to the things that I use as part of my centering and as part of my health and well-being. But that, like I say, it was intuitive. I wasn't really consciously doing it, but I just knew I was drawn to it. So there's four ways that you can sort of consider here, or four things that you can consider for yourself if you are noticing in yourself, because it's all about self-awareness. Self-awareness precedes change. It's all about being consciously aware of what is actually going on for you and having that awareness so that then you can make the changes that you need to make or that you want to make to do something different if you want to. So number one, it's about accepting that it is okay to have different emotions, different days, different feelings, different sensations, different thoughts, different states. First of all, it's about being kind to yourself and accepting that this is okay to have those emotions and feelings. Because I think for a lot of people, they give themselves a hard time and they think there's something wrong with them. And when, particularly if you find yourself going back into those if you're reverting back to those patterns of type. So for me, if I wasn't self-aware, like I didn't used to be necessarily, I would revert back to type and not have awareness of that and just know that something was running inside of me that was making me feel bad or upset or frustrated. And this would just reinforce the pattern. It would increase it, and I would be, you know, doing more of that old narrative over and over and over. And I found it more challenging to get out of it. Thankfully, nowadays I know how to get out of that and put myself back into a more resourceful state. So I accept that it's okay to have all those feelings and emotions, and that there is nothing wrong with you for having those. But it's about having that awareness of what your type is, what your patterns are, so that then you can have more choice in how you deal with that, which I'll come to in a minute. So accepting and acknowledging and being okay with the fact that you have different states, different feelings, different emotions. So that's number one, being accepting of it and acknowledging that it's there. So then number two is to be kind about it. Give yourself a break. You don't have to judge yourself. You don't have to criticize yourself. You don't have to, you know, tell yourself that you're a bad person because you're not coping or you're not managing yourself. Actually, just be kind, give yourself a break and, you know, put your hand on your heart and just accept and appreciate all that you are. Perhaps you can give yourself a self-hug. And, you know, kindness and compassion to yourself is really important, because it's often the self-judgment and the self-critic that then just reinforces those bad feelings and makes us feel even worse. So it's kind of, we get those states upon states. So we feel bad about feeling bad, then we feel guilty about feeling bad, then we feel frustrated with feeling guilty with feeling bad, then we feel angry with feeling frustrated with feeling guilty with feeling bad. So we end up with these kind of multi-layered states, and then, of course, reinforcing even more those negative states that we might be finding ourselves in. So number two is to be kind to yourself. Let yourself off the hook. Give yourself a breather and allow yourself to just be kind and compassionate towards yourself. And we know, you know, from neuroscience evidence that when we are kind, when we are compassionate, when we appreciate and honour ourselves, life is much easier, and it's much easier to get back into those more resourceful states that you want to be in, rather than the perhaps those unresourceful ones that you might be stuck in at this moment in time. So you might want to give yourself a, you know, a hug. You might want to say a nice affirmation to yourself, or a word of encouragement. You know, perhaps something like, "This will pass. This too shall pass" is always a good one. Nothing's permanent, and just making sure that you are being kind and compassionate to yourself. And then number three, knowing that you have choice. Reminding yourself that you have choice. So for me last week, you know, I reminded myself that I had choice about how I dealt with how I was experiencing the energy of the moon. So although it was more challenging last week to ground myself and to feel more present and to come out of my head, I knew that I had choice in what I could do. So I could go and spend more time at the beach, which is my grounding place. So I did. I could do some more meditation to help myself feel more grounded. So I did. I could light my candles and get the nice smells that helped me to calm my nervous system. So I did. So it's always about you recognizing and realizing that no matter what, you do have choice in that moment. And again, that self-awareness, recognizing what is actually going on in your system, then gives you more choice about what you do. So reminding yourself that you always have that freedom to choose your state in any given moment. So what is it that you want to be? How do you want to be in that moment? Who do you want to be in that moment? And also, what is it that you need? Because we're all different. What is it that you need in that moment to help yourself to, you know, move away from that unbalanced state that you're in, or that, you know, repetitive narrative that isn't serving you necessarily? So what is it that you need to do and what works for you? So for some people, going out in nature in a different way, some people might like the woods and the trees, and other people might need to go and have a run and, you know, do some exercise. And there's always choice in how we respond to what is going on within us. So number three is reminding yourself that you've always got choice in that moment about who you want to be, about how you want to show up, about how you want to serve yourself to help yourself in that moment. And then finally, number four is, again, reminding yourself that you get what you focus on. So if you continue to stay stuck and focus on that narrative that is potentially not serving you, that is causing you more angst and more stress and more upset, then you're going to focus on that. You're going to get more of that. That's going to then increase your, you know, feelings that you're experiencing now, and it's going to probably keep you more stuck. So reminding yourself that we get what we focus on. So what else can you focus on besides that narrative of where you are right now? And it's sort of like having that kind of pattern interrupt. So what else can you do to interrupt that pattern? And what else can you focus on to interrupt that pattern? So easy things like gratitude, focusing on gratitude, focusing on the things that you are grateful for, is a really useful, helpful and easy way to move out of perhaps that mindset that you might be in. And focusing on those good things about your day, focusing on the things that bring you joy, that bring you calm, that you feel good about. And the more that you focus on those, the more of that you will get. And giving yourself permission to see the wider perspective, to see things in a different way, to open up your mindset to, you know, to possibilities and things. So if you are feeling like I was last week and less grounded and a bit more unstabilized, and you're finding that you're reverting back to that stress type pattern, then again, remembering that you get what you focus on. So seeing the wider picture, almost having like that reality check with yourself of, okay, so right in this moment in time, this is what I'm experiencing, but that doesn't mean to say that, you know, in an hour I'm going to be experiencing this, or even in 15 minutes I'm going to be experiencing this, because feelings, sensations, emotions, states fluctuate throughout the day. They, you know, we have many, many emotions throughout the day, lots of different states throughout the day. So reminding yourself that this, it doesn't last, it will pass, and that you do get what you focus on. So it's what else can you focus on that is going to bring in for you more joy, or more balance, or more harmony, or more love, or more compassion, whatever it is that you want to experience in your life, because we get what we focus on. The more that you focus on the good stuff, the more of that you're going to get in your life. So these are just four things that you could potentially consider if, like me last week, you are feeling unbalanced, or notice you're in a bit of a stuck state, or you're struggling, perhaps, you know, perhaps you are struggling and things are feeling difficult at the moment. So let's just go over them again. So number one, accepting that you're a human being having a human experience, and emotions are part of that, feelings are part of that, fluctuating states are part of being a human being. Doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. So there's no need to judge or criticize yourself. Just accept that it is what it is, and it's okay, and they will pass. Number two, giving yourself a break, being kind to yourself, allowing yourself to experience all of those feels, feel those feels in a way that is right for you, without having to beat yourself up and judge yourself. So give yourself a break, rather than going into self-critical mode and self-judgment mode. Appreciate yourself, be kind to yourself, and allow it. Give yourself a nice word, give yourself some encouragement. Number three, choosing in the moment, remembering that you have choice about how you respond and react to things. So what would you like to choose instead? What would you like to do instead? If what you're doing isn't working, then do something different. So what could you do different? And number four, reminding yourself that you get what you focus on. So when you do something different, what is it that you would like to focus on instead? And you know, in NLP, in neuro-linguistic programming, we talk about sort of attitudes of mind, and attitudes of mind being healthy and useful attitudes of mind being curiosity, and acceptance, and also a little bit of humour. So having curiosity about yourself, what is going on for you on the inside, what thoughts are you running, what narrative are you running, how are you experiencing those feelings and emotions, and what's that doing, what state is it putting you in? So curiosity about yourself and about having that self-awareness, an attitude of acceptance that, and that's kind of number two, acceptance that it's okay to be experiencing what you're experiencing. It's the judgment, the criticism and the narrative that often makes us feel even worse. So when you come from a place of acceptance that you're a wonderful, beautiful human being who has all these flaws and has all these imperfections and has all these patterns and programs, and that, you know, that it's a shared experience, we all have that in a different way, you can begin to accept yourself on all levels. I accept every part of yourself and learn to love yourself rather than being in battle and conflict with yourself. So acceptance and also humor. It's like that, you know, this is me and these are my patterns and these are the things that show up. And, you know, you can add a bit of humor with it and like, oh gosh, you know, here we go again. So me last week with my pattern, it was like, all right, here we go again. I'm back to type. What can I do here about it? What can I change? I don't want to stay stuck here. So having that self-awareness and being kind to it with humour is, you know, it's a much, much easier way then to kind of handle things, and it just helps you to feel better generally in life. So if you've enjoyed this podcast, once again, I'd love for you to subscribe and follow. Let me know. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I truly hope that you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed sharing it with you. You can check out the show notes for more details on what I've discussed today, and I'd love to hear your feedback on this episode. I'd also love it if you would review and remember to press follow so that you get it automatically downloaded every single week. And if you want to hear more from me, you can sign up to my mailing list where you will get inspiration and wisdom landing in your inbox. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode, and I'll see you really soon.